Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the generous support of the Creamer Law Firm of West Des Moines, Merit Resources of Urbandale, Remax Real Estate Concepts of the Des Moines Metro, West Bank of West Des Moines, Iowa Computer Repair of Windsor Heights, Lotus Moments Event Center of Des Moines, and Bindery One Printing Solutions for Business, bindery1.com.
Thank you, Jimmy Olson, and welcome to a brand new week. Today is Monday, February 17, 2014. We're glad you're with us. Today on the News Hour, we're going to look at what happened today on Wall Street. And you thought that they were closed. We've got it. The ADP numbers are out. We're going to spend some time with our friend Todd Dunkel from the Iowa Distilling Company. And there's a bill floating around the State House. It's going to have an impact on his distilling company and others. Also this half hour, we make welcome Derek Lewis from Thelma's Treats. And no, it's not on the diet. The next half hour, we welcome back Mike Caldwell and his friend Kaylee Williams. We're going to be talking startups. We're back with the business news of the day in just a few. This is Insight on Business, the News Hour. It's now 14 minutes past the hour of 5 o'clock. We're going to take a real quick break, reset, and in a moment, we're going to be talking to our friends in Warren County. Stay with us. This is Insight on Business. Well, there's a couple of bills being talked about in the Iowa House and in the Iowa Senate. And those bills are going to, or could, liberalize state regulations and allow manufacturers of distilled spirits to start selling their good stuff by the glass and increase the amount of booze you can buy. With us on our Newsmaker line is Todd Dunkel. He's the co-owner of the Iowa Distilling Company in Cumming. That would be in Warren County. Go Warren County. Thanks for coming on the News Hour, Todd, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Michael.
Well, this is really not a complicated matter, but it is a complicated matter at the same time. These two bills, one in the House and one in the Senate, would allow you to, what, serve drinks as a bar and also up? Tell us about what's in the bill.
In this legislation, there's two primary items. One is we would be able to increase our retail sales from 2 bottles per person per day to 12. Essentially, if someone came in and wanted to buy a case of our rum for gifts or for an event or whatever, we'd be able to sell that to them.
Yeah, as it stands now, somebody comes in, they can get 2 bottles on Monday, 2 bottles on Tuesday, 2 bottles on Wednesday. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes. Yep. The second part of the bill is to give us the ability to sell drinks made with our products if we would so choose to do that. That means we could actually open to the public if we wanted to and have, you know, an outdoor seating area and things like that where people could come in, spend a couple hours, you know, buy some drinks made from our products. We could provide mixers, things like that, and actually charge for the drinks if people wanted to do that. We have people ask us if they can do that quite often when they come out and have social networking events in our ballroom at the distillery. Or when we have other types of events there, people ask all the time, and we have to tell them, no, sorry, we cannot sell you any drinks here. We can only give free samples. So it would give us the ability to charge for drinks.
Yeah, and that would be for distilleries all across the state. Would that be correct?
That's correct. All of the distilleries in the state under this legislation would get the opportunity to not only charge for drinks, but also sell more than sell up to 12 bottles per day.
All right. And if I understand correctly, the printed piece that I saw in the Des Moines Register said that you don't necessarily want to, at the Iowa Distilling Company, go ahead and sell drinks over the bar because that would put you in competition with our friends over there at the Cumming Tap. But you would be open to selling a case of Prairie Fire, for example, right?
Yep, that's definitely correct. We're interested in being a spirits manufacturer. That's what our vision is. We don't want to operate a bar. If we have people come for evening events and that are there mingling for an hour or two, if they want to buy drinks, sure, we would offer that, but we're not going to operate a bar.
Got it.
We leave that to the Cumming Tap across the street. We love those guys, and we want to let them do what they do, and we'd be a manufacturer.
Excellent. Well, Todd, thanks for taking a few moments and explaining this to us. I imagine there's a lot of folks out there that weren't aware that that you could or you couldn't sell more than 2 bottles of Prairie Fire at a time or Steel Drum Rum. One other question that has to do with this, what about the state taxes? If you're allowed to sell out of a distillery, how does the state get their money back?
the state gets 50% tax on all distilled spirits at this time. So whenever we run bottles through the state distribution warehouse, they take a 50% tax.
Right.
If we can't sell more bottles, if we can't sell bottles to people outside the state who want them, and if we can't sell drinks, they don't get any of that tax money.
I see. Yeah, so it behooves the state perhaps to get into that business as well, I would imagine.
Sure.
Yeah, I got it. Todd Dunkel, ladies and gentlemen, he is from the Iowa Distilling Company. Thanks for visiting with us, Todd. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Michael. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Be well.